31, all mobile listening.
AR, KN4, VWA.
Hey, how you doing, KN4, DWA?
What?
Up to the store to pick something up.
I have worked my poor legs to the bone this past 2 days, and I'm headed back to the barn.
That's a good thing to a certain point with all the toys you got coming in.
Yep. So, I got my automatic tuner yesterday, along with my thrust bearing for the cap of that tower, so I'm just about ready to throw this thing up there, man. Well, it may not be on the 25th, because I haven't got that steel post in the ground yet. I'm going home right now. I may try to get it in the ground. Depends on how much water is in that hole. Every time I get ready to do it, I either got to go work or I got to dip the water out of the hole. Yesterday it was half full of water.
That's not good. Let me get back in a minute. My phone was ringing. I got to get this. I'll be right back.
KN4, VWA, standing by.
W1RR.
Submersible pump, Steve, and just throw it down in it.
Well, yeah, but I'd really rather the hole kind of dry up a little bit because I don't want the wet walls of the hole diluting my concrete, because the more water you put in the mix, the weaker it gets. So I'm going to wait until the hole, it seeps down and goes moderately dry on its own before matter of fact, I'm hoping if it's dry, if it's drained out now, if it's all the water seeped out now, then I'll go ahead and pour it this afternoon. But W4NGU told me to dip the water out. No.
It's N0TR. Well, I would, you know, I don't know. Down here, it's just clay, so I wouldn't think it hurt if it's damp. But I'm no expert in that field, that's for sure. But I know my neighbor was laying concrete the other day, and boy, here come an intermittent one of those pour-down sideways rain showers after they had it poured, oh, maybe a couple of hours. All they did is get out there and smooth it out again with the trowel, and you wound up okay, but makes sense what you say anyway, Steve.
Well, and you know what, Tom? I'm probably just being over the top, you know, trying to be extra careful. But, you know, I want to do this one time and be done with it.
Steve, what kind of concrete you using in it? You're going to, you could make it a little richer, you know, a little harder. And I'm getting in a bad area here. It might be okay, but you'll have to let me know. But maybe you can add a little more concrete than normal.
Again, this hole is so wet. I mean, it's just... the sides of the hole are just absolutely dripping wet. So, like I said, as long as it's not just dripping wet, I'll pour it this afternoon. But yesterday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, it was just half full of water.
That's, let me turn this radio down in here. That's not a good thing. Are you just going to mix it yourself, hand mix it?
I had to mix up 55 bags, 50-pound concrete bags. So I bought myself a little 3.5 cubic foot, a 3.5 cubic foot electric concrete mixer.
Well, at least you're able to do it. I can't lift anything, so that kind of precludes me doing that. I was out last night at 9:30 working on my 160-meter antenna. I had been out there early in the day yesterday, and I checked the SWR on all of them, and it was all fine. So So I come back inside, and last night I decided to try it out, and it kicked the amplifier off, and I thought, what in the world? So I ran out there with a flashlight real quick last night to the antenna switch box, and I think it was just the connection, and I had tightened that connection good, and I also waterproofed it with that liquid electrical tape. I use that. It's a real good thing to put on your PL-259s and stuff like that that are outside. You can just cover it with that liquid electrical tape. Bob up north, I got him to use that. He just loves it. They make a spray in it. I can't answer for that, how good it is. But the liquid type, you can get at Lowe's or at Home Depot. And for any outside connections, I just cover it with it because you can just reach down there and score it and just grab hold of the corner of it and pull it off like electrical tape.
I keep it around liquid tape. I keep it around for other usages. I got a couple of cans of it. Matter of fact, that's up at the top of my antenna. I've got two soldered eyelets that attach to the top of the antenna. And then it goes into my coax, and to seal the end of the coax where my primary lead and then my shield come out, I usually seal it up with that liquid tape.
We are getting downtown here in Greenville, going down to get a shot of cortisone in my right arm. Yeah, that's a good idea. I always, back in Kansas to my town, I ran 9913 way back years ago. And it's a number 12 wire, copper wire, with air dielectric. And everybody said, oh, don't run that. It has a great velocity factor. But those guys had gotten water in theirs, and that kind of precludes any goodness in the cable. And it arc across. I never had a bit of trouble as long as I used that stuff. Never.
Good stuff. It's real good stuff. Well, so did you figure out what tripped your amp last night?
I don't know if the PL-259 had screwed back on the connector some, and when I tightened it down, it wasn't really tight on the inside. Because I took it off and I put the, I got a AA-54 SWR meter. I can't think of the name of the brand. You know what they are. They're Russian, Ukrainian, I think. But it's a good one. It's digital. And it said the antennas were okay, so I just put them back on and was very careful and double-checked it again and went inside and tried it and checked the SWR on it, and it was just fine. No problems whatsoever. So everything's a go now. I got two antennas, a Super Loop and a Carolina Wyndham that's 265 feet long.
Probably an operator or W2T.
I'd say it was, Rusty. Go ahead.
Who you're talking to out there, but I just thought I'd jump in and say hello this afternoon. Sitting here to a computer trying to get some things done and waiting on a phone call back on some prices on some stuff that I've got to order for the barbershop course. But anyway, whoever else you're talking to, go ahead.
For VWA, Steve. How you doing, Rusty? Hey, Tom. Well, now I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you a question. But anyhow, I must have leaned my head over and it drained out.
Well, was it about analyzing the antenna or the different types of antenna? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So what is your SWR running on those?
Well, they're multi-band antennas, but most of them are under 3 to 1, and some of them's real close to, you know, 1.8 to 1 along in that area. Not high at all. I think one of the two antennas, and I'd have to look. A good thing to do is when you take those readings, Steve, take your phone with you, take a picture of the meter, and then archive that reading in your computer. You know, put it in a file for ham antennas or something, and then you'll have a reference if it ever changes. I also, personally, I take an ohm meter, and I don't care what it reads, because antennas will read funny at times. I ohm that coaxial cable to the antenna, and then I write it down on a sheet of paper. If that ever changes, well, you know something's changed, then you better start looking. Just my way of old-fashioned doing things, over.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got myself a antenna tuner. It's an LDG 1000 Pro 2, and it's good for 1,000 watts. And lo and behold, when I got the thing, it's got an SWR meter built into it. So, you know. But I had also bought myself an SWR power meter. And it's a digital display. I didn't know that the antenna tuner would have an SWR meter in it.
Steve, you got real scratchy there at the last. The UFJs are really nice analyzer, and I like them. They're analog. And when I got this one, I have to go back and read the whole dang manual again just to use the dang thing, because I forget how to use it, because you don't use them. Rarely. Go ahead, Rusty.
Here in the house and everything, but yeah, you don't. People don't use an SWR meter as often as they think they would and everything, but a good one to have is a good, you know, external meter to check SWR at the antenna. Sometimes the meter that comes in the tuner can be a little bit off, and they need to be recalibrated or something like that. I've run into that problem before on tuners and everything else. Talking about tuners, I've got one over here for sale, LDG 600 Pro with the external tuner that comes with it. So anyway, I'm trying to move that out since I don't use it. It's just sitting here gathering dust. And, of course, it's been sent back to the factory, and factory has done a number on it to make sure it works good. So that was the thing I did that. But anyway, you need to check your SWR on your antennas on a regular basis. I mean, different things can make them go wonky, is the only word I can think of, because, you know, something can change. Antenna can stretch, something come loose on it, all of that type of thing. So you got to be careful about things like that on your antennas and everything. And, you know, one can droop down, and if you let one droop down on an end or the middle or something, that can actually change your SWR. So it's always nice to have something you can go out and check it on a periodic basis, and I kind of do mine about every 3 or 4 months. I'll take my meter and go out there, disconnect it from the input to the house, and run the meter on it just to see how it, you know, how it's reacting all across the bands, because mine's a multi-band loop. But anyway, that's what it is. And Steve, I see you got back out of wherever it was you were yesterday, coming in scratchy, and made it back into the upstate where you belong. W2T. Go ahead, Steve.
Edgefield, South Carolina, and Lexington, South Carolina. Can you believe I hit the repeater from that far south? I was just impressed. The SWR power meter, watt meter that I bought, is an MFJ with a digital readout. So I know what you mean by keeping an eye on the SWR, because I bought that thing so that I could have instant readout any time that I transmit, and I can just keep an eye on it. Also, with my 811H, I can see what power is going out there, how many watts I'm pushing out the end of that amplifier.
Well, Steve, that's good. I don't care for the digital SWR meter unless you buy one like K4SV's got. It's got a lot of counts, and it really is fast and works, so I can't comment on that one. I don't know. I have the MFJ. They call it Mighty Fine Junk, of course, but it isn't anymore. It's pretty good stuff. And depending on what you buy, but I got that great big meter. It must be 4 inches by 4 inches square. And with a big long needle in it. And I got it setting on my radio there, or my tuner, I don't remember which. But the, what type of analyzer did you get? I remember the name. It's Rig Expert AA54. So I've had it a while. But meters are something, you're better off to go check something for somebody. Don't loan it. Hate to be that way, because you don't use them that often, but just go do it for them. That way you'll know that it's in the same shape as when you went out there. Over.
Yeah, what I got was a Rig Expert 55 Zoom, and that thing, oh, it's sweet. I'm just about to get where I know how to use it accurately, and it just performs. So, and that digital watt meter and SWR meter also has a frequency counter in it, so I can verify my frequency as it transmits.
I had a glass of lemonade over here to have a swig, and all having to watch my throat. After 2.5 hours of rehearsal Tuesday night, hour and a half last night, and then calling Annette for almost over two and a half hours last night, my voice is I'm treating it very tenderly today. But anyway, yeah, it's always good to have a meter. I've got an MFJ meter. Covers everything from 160 down through 10, and 6 meters, and even I think 2 meters on it is on this particular meter. So it does cover a wide range of bands. But I periodically go out there, and like I said, I'll go out there and take a look, hook the meter to it, and just take readings off of my antenna out there just to see where it is in the different bands and how close it gets and all of that to what you're what it's supposed to be and everything like that. But anyway, it's always nice to chain that. And like Tom says, I have a habit of making a record of my readings so that I can be aware of you know, what is what's changing and what's causing it. Then I can have an idea of what's causing it to change, so I can take care of that. And you know, it makes a lot of difference there. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm at the doctor's office here, and I'm going to go in and get a shot and get that taken care of. And sounds like you're on the right track, Steve. That's a Russian or Ukrainian a meter like mine, and you got a better one. So they're supposedly top-notch things. Bill still uses the old MFJ one, and I've used those before, and those are really nice, too. So I don't have any qualms about digital or analog on that, but the digital's probably a little more accurate, but I'm no expert on that, a rig expert. 73, Steve, you and Rusty carry on. I got to get out and go into dock. Send your OTR.
Have a good day. Don't scream too loud when he sticks you there, bud. KN4VWA. So what else is up there, Rusty?
Like I said, I'm just sitting here in front of the computer, just killing time, waiting on a phone call or an email from the place that we do business with, and got to order, have some posters printed. We're getting ready to do our Singing Valentines next month, and going to be putting up posters around for that, and taking orders for all the guys to send Singing Valentines to their wives, and the sweet and the girls to send them to their husbands, and boyfriends to girlfriends, and the young folks to send it to their mom and dad. So, you know, we do all kinds of that stuff every year for 13th and 14th. We're going to spend 13th and 14th of February, going around, and we got four quartets going to be out delivering singing Valentines for 2 days. How about that?
So, almost like they used to do with strippergrams?
You know, needless to say, not that type of thing. But we do go out and sing a couple of love songs, present a rose, a Valentine card, and any message from the individual. So, you know, it's always a good deal. And we even have several offices where the managers and all send a couple of doctor's offices where the doctors to all of their girls and their nurses and everybody in their doctor's office, and we'll deliver a bunch to, you know, four or five or six of those at one time, just sing the two love songs and then submit and then deliver the roses and the cards. And you know, it's a good way for our chapter to raise money and also to do something that is good for people, you know.
What do you guys charge for that?
We're not really supposed to start quoting prices over the radio like that on something like that that's not radio related. So if you want to send me an email, w2t@bellsouth.net, I'll send you the info on it. Or you can go look in a couple of days, you can go look on our club, on our chapter's website, palmettostatesman.com, and you'll find our poster on there with all the information.
All right. I'll go over there and look at that. All right, it's W-U-2-T, or palmettostatesman.com.
Yeah, palmettostatesman.com or Facebook page Palmetto Statesman. I'll have all that stuff up on both of them here in a day. I'm just waiting on the final posters. I've got them. I just got to get them up on the website. And that's one of those things that, you know, that's a hobby, so it kind of takes a back seat to some of the things that you have to do on a regular basis, you know?
Yep, I know what you mean. Yep. Well, so, were you telling me that you had that 811H that you were getting tubes for?
Roger.
Uh-huh. So, did you tell me you had it off for repair?
It's up in Asheville. I don't know whether it's at Vlad's place or he's still over at N9IXX Phil's place. I don't know which one's got it. I just know Vlad has looked at it and told me what I need and told me what parts to order, and I'll order them here in the next week from Ameritron and get them in and then get them up to him, and then he can do his thing.
Roger. Yep. Did I tell you that he has my 706 Mark IIG?
Yeah, you did. Hang on. I'll be back in a minute. W2T.
TWA W1RR.
Well, I wondered what happened to you there, big boy.
Phone call. Kept on driving. You were talking. So, hey, when are you going to be home later?
I am going to be home until about 5 o'clock, I think.
Your brain regarding some tuners. So, when you get a minute, if you can give me a call.
Well, I'm just pulling into the Hacienda, so I can do that right now. And I can assure you, it won't take but a couple of minutes to pick my brain.
Ready for your call. I'll let you go back to Rusty. W1RAR will be gone.
Well, W1RAR, Rich, just as soon as Rusty gets sick of me, I'll give you that call, bud. K4VWA. Rusty! What's up, baby?
I just wonder what you were doing running around down in Edgefield and Lexington counties yesterday. Were you lost or something?
Well, I do medical equipment as a money-making venture, and specifically x-ray machines. And the long and the short of it, I had a vet in Edgefield, and I some work to get state certification on his unit. And I got had another one over in Lexington. See, an X-ray machine has to be certified and calibrated, kind of like a vehicle inspection once a year. And I had to go over there and take care of that guy over there. But I pretty much cover the entire state of South Carolina, about half of North Carolina, the tip of Virginia, a little piece of Tennessee, and about half of Georgia.
You got enough to keep you out of trouble anyway, or else get you into a whole heck of a lot of it, one of the two, I'm not sure which. But, yeah, I knew those things had to be calibrated and all that stuff and checked out and all the things that need to be done to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. You'd hate to go to a place and have an X-ray done and it comes back and shows that you're pregnant when you're a male. That would be interesting for sure.
Not the fault of the X-ray machine. That's more of an ID10T error.
Well, I know. But, you know, the technician, if it doesn't look right, they're going to blame, the person that reads it's going to blame it on the machine anyway. You know that.
Sounds like you've been around some of that type of stuff, bud. You got it nailed there. Yep.
Years repairing computers and doing things like that, so yeah, I know what that is. Well, I didn't do anything, it's the machine that did it. Yeah, sure it was.
ID10T areas.
Not specifically that, but I've worked on enough computers that I know enough problems that I had one that told me something. Let me go. I got to take this phone call. It's one I was wearing. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
2T. This is KN4VWA. I'm going to clear off. I've just destinated at the Hacienda, and I am going to clear out for a while. KN4VWA, clear.
KN4DKC, Mobile Monitoring.